Just a few miles from Lake Erie, Mike Jordan takes me on a tour of his vineyard. On a work utility vehicle, we move through the rows of vines bursting with purple and high yellow grapes.
This variety is Niagara's, which stay green, greenish yellow when they're ripe.
Okay.
So it makes a white juice.
The rows are long and most of the leaves are lush and green. But at one stop, he points out a damaged leaf. It has a layer of thin white fluff dotting its surface.
Now that's powdery mildew on the leaf area, this white stuff. And if it was extremely heavy, like every leaf was covered solid with it, it might be a concern. But at this point, they'll ripen just fine.
Problems from disease like powdery mildew and pests arise when temperature extremes become the new way of life. And now Jordan is seeing the effects of that climate change in western New York. Recent years have been some of the warmest globally. Jordan remembers well the extreme weather that has hit his farm.
We had a winter of 2014 to 2015 were extremely cold here, temperatures I had never seen before.
He's a partner in 21 Bricks Winery and co-owner of Old Chautauqua Farms. It's a family operation, and they own about 300 acres. They grow Concords for Welch's grape juice and wine grapes like Riesling. The vineyard is part of the Lake Erie Concord Grape Belt that extends from New York through Pennsylvania. It's the oldest and largest Concord grape region in the world, and it depends on Lake Erie to help moderate temperatures.
The lake is supposed to be our grape protector.
That's Tim Weigel from Cornell's Lake Erie Regional Grape Program.
If it freezes over, that big chunk of ice cools and doesn't allow for these spikes where we get really warm temperatures.
But he says the lake doesn't freeze like it used to, and when temperatures warm prematurely, crops come out of dormancy, making them vulnerable to frost.
It's changed the way some growers are growing grapes. They're leaving up more buds.
He says in the winter, farmers prune their vines. If they cut lots of buds, then lose some to a frost, the vines won't do so well in the spring. Climate trends have also caused farmers to change the types of grapes they grow. At his farm, Jordan phased out the Syrah variety.
What appeared attractive to grow 10 years ago, now with more severe winters, more extremes, we've had to rethink about what we're planting.
And part of that rethinking process includes the use of web-based technology, like the Climate Smart Farming website. It helps farmers better gauge growing conditions, like freeze risk and drought. Allison Chauther-Chan is from Cornell's Climate Smart division. She says they're in constant contact with farmers, helping them cope with climate change.
Nationally, on average, a majority of farmers do believe the climate is changing. And so the things that we see here in the Northeast are definitely more intense rainfall events, and that leads to runoff and flooding.
She says when climate extremes cause hardships for farmers in one part of the country, others have to try to pick up the slack. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.